Savitri, Book 10, Canto 4, The Twilight of the Earthly Real. Thus man at once is animal and God, a disparate enigma of God's make, unable to free the Godhead's form within, a being less than himself, yet something more. The aspiring animal, the frustrate God, yet neither beast nor deity, but man. But man, tied to the kind earth's labor, strives to exceed, climbing the stairs of God to higher things. Objects are seemings, and none knows their truth. Ideas are guesses of an ignorant God. Truth has no home in earth's irrational breast. Yet, without reason, life is a tangle of dreams. But reason is poised above a dim abyss and stands at last upon a plank of doubt. Eternal truth lives not with mortal men, or, if she dwells within thy mortal heart, show me the body of the living truth, or draw for me the outline of her face, that I too may obey and worship her. Then will I give thee back thy Satyavan. But here are only facts and steel-bound law. This truth I know, that Satyavan is dead, and even thy sweetness cannot lure him back. No magic truth can bring the dead to life. No power of earth cancel the thing once done. No joy of the heart can last surviving death. No bliss persuade the past to live again. But life alone can solace the mute void and fill thought with thought the emptiness of time. Leave then thy dead, O Savitri, and live. The woman answered to the mighty shade, and as she spoke, mortality disappeared. Her goddess self grew visible in her eyes. Light came, a dream of heaven, into her face. O death, thou too art God, and yet not he, but only his own black shadow on his path, as, leaving the night, he takes the upward way and drags with him its clinging, inconscient force. Of God unconscious, thou art the dark head. Of his ignorance, thou art the impenitent sign. Of his vast, tenebrous womb, the natural child. Of his immortality, the sinister bar. All contraries are aspects of God's face. The many are the innumerable one. The one carries the multitude in his breast. He is the impersonal, inscrutable whole. He is the one infinite person seeing his world. The silence bears the eternal's great dumb seal. His light inspires the eternal word. He is the immobile's deep and deathless hush, its white and signless blank negating calm. Yet stands the creator self, the almighty Lord, and watches his will done by the forms of gods, and the desire that goads half-conscious man and the reluctant and unseeing night.